Peter, seems to me that we can look forward to a Kathy Marshall episode of Lotsil soon.
Yes, I think so, because we need to announce the winner of the last ever Big Fatty So-So question contest. So,
why is it time. Last ever?
Well, because Big Fatty only has 110 shows left.
Is that right?
He's pulling the plug.
He's done.
Do we really think he's going to be done? Is he going to come back once a week or something?
No, I think he's going to stick to his guns, because he'll just say that he's, you know, he's doing the quiz programs, and he's still on Poke It a lot of times on Saturday evenings for at least a little while. So I have a feeling
those are little side projects he might keep going. But 3,000 episodes.
I wish I was wrong, but I don't think I am.
No, I agree with Jay. He's had this set up for eons, and I think he needs to stick to it.
How many years has it been?
It's like 9 years, 10 years.
Yeah, he made us a promise that he was going to go away at 3,000, and we better hold him to that.
Let's not
let him off the hook.
I'd say 10 years of doing something five days a week. I've been done a long time ago.
I agree. I think he's going to be ready for it. It'll be a relief. I really do. I really do think it will be a relief.
Yeah, he's not going to go anywhere as far as his presence.
Yeah.
Pride 48, but
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He made us a promise that he was going to go away at 3,000, and we better hold him to that.
Yeah.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2974 of UFO for Monday the 24th of June 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's Monday, so I'm going to tell y'all all about the weekend. Yes, be funny. Suxedas Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar when you say it. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're Suxedas today because y'all, this past weekend was the Pride 48 weekend, and y'all, I have to say, I think it was a resounding success, everyone involved did indeed succeed. Big Fatty, it still sounds vulgar, and we'll talk a little bit about more about that when I tell you about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, Monday the 24th of June, y'all, it's a very important, got a couple of very important celebrations of exiting the birth canal. our first celebration is from someone out there in the Denver, yes, Big Fatty, the Mile High City. It's true, y'all. It is none other than Eric out there in the Denver. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Eric in the Denver. It's true, and, you know, he loves the Mile High City. Yes, Big Fatty, probably the emphasis on mile, it's evidently Eric Day, y'all, because we have another Eric that has a celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, it is none other than Eric the Southern Boy. Y'all, he was up there in the New York City. New York City, it's true. And y'all, just a little Eric used to do a little show called Confessions of a Southern Boy in Yankee Land. Doesn't do that anymore, but he is on the Twitty from time to time. And he just seems to be just as sweet as he can be. Never met him in person, but the only negative thing I can say about him is, y'all, he is the one that introduced Big Fatty to the old gal. Yes, Big Fatty will never forgive him for that. It's true, y'all. He told Big Fatty years and years ago. He says, "Oh, you ought to listen to this professional voiceover actor out in the Walnut Hills." And y'all, I did, and I said, "Oh, and yes, Big Fatty, you've been stealing everything since then." Well, anyway, but if you see Eric in Denver or Eric the Southern Boy on the Twitty or the Face, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! See, y'all, I hadn't got a whole lot to tell you about the weekend, but y'all, I will tell you that last time we talked, it was Thursday, and y'all, after I recorded the full right show, y'all, I put my ribs, I cooked me some barbecue ribs on the grill, and some cone on the cob. Yes, Big Fatty, Miss Mother Nature's GPS system. It's true. And y'all, I had that for my supper on Thursday evening. And y'all, I spent Thursday just watching lots of things on the TV machine, and you know, just kind of getting the finishing touches on my little show for the Pride 48 weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, they had to get the big announcement ready. It's true. I'll tell you about that in just a minute. And y'all, I'm sitting here watching the TV machine, and this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! And y'all, yes, I know. It has been a while, squeaky gentleman. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was, y'all, this was someone that Big Fatty had played with once before, about, I think he's 34 years old, and y'all, lives, basically, less than a mile from the villa, and, y'all, we had played once before, and y'all, quite honestly, I didn't remember him, but he remembered Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I'm sure you scarred him for life. Well, probably so, but he says, "Hey, Big Fatty, would you like to play?" And I said, tell me a little bit more about you, because there wasn't a whole lot in the profile. And y'all, he sent me pictures again. He says, "We've played before." I said, I'm old and Vera drinks, and so I really don't remember. And he goes, we had a good time. You want to do it again? I said, yeah, come on. And y'all, he was here in less than 5 minutes. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was really just lovely. Y'all, it was I'm surprised I didn't remember this one. But y'all, I'm going to remember him now. Yes, McFetty, he'll probably be scarred for life. Well, they're probably so. And y'all then on on a fright. Y'all, the day was spent. Y'all, I'm telling you, it has been so hot. It has been so hot here in Charleston. Y'all, when the humidity and the heat get up too high, y'all, I don't feel safe getting out and going for the nipple walk around Fat Acres. And y'all, so I have really been a sloth all weekend as far as that goes. Yes, Big Fatty. And over the weekend, there were no nipple walks at all. But that's okay because, y'all, I was able to get a nice nipper nap for right afternoon. And, y'all, then we had the Pride 48 weekend. And, y'all, I gotta say, it was there were lots of good things that happened. You know, there are always a couple of hiccups here and there. But y'all, you know, that's part of it. You know, y'all, this is a community, and none of us do this for a living. Being Fatty Batance does, well, okay. But anyway, but y'all, for the most part, all of us are just, we're just a community here to help each other out. And y'all, that's what I saw this weekend. There were lots of good little shows. Of course, Big Fatty was the first little show of the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, you forgot again that you had to fill the whole hour. It's true, y'all. I forget it every year. It's just part of the aging process, y'all. I thought I just had to do 20 minutes, but y'all had to do a whole hour. Couldn't believe it. And so, y'all, I pulled something. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear anything about what you pulled. And anyway, we were able to stretch it out over an hour. Y'all, y'all, you're going to hear those shows, those little shows, tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. Y'all, then I'll have an updated little show for you. From Hatlanta. Y'all, I'm on my way to Hatlanta today to spend the week over there and see the Hat Arena and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, it's gonna be one of those weeks. I'll be exhausted all week long, but I plan on being back in Charleston next weekend. And started off with the opening show. That Taffy Carlisle Huffington was at a wedding. Oh, Big Fatty, I didn't know she was getting married. No, it wasn't her wedding. And but it was the Turnip Head and the Latte Boy and Old Crooked Hat and Joey Bukkake came in right before Big Fatty had to sneak out. Y'all, as is always the case, it's a two cocktail minimum to listen. Big Fatty, there many people drank much more than two cocktails. It's true. They probably needed to. And y'all, Big Fatty got all fucked up. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Big Fatty, it's a good thing you pre-recorded that big announcement. Y'all, by the way, I'm gonna go ahead and repeat the big announcement today, but y'all, you'll hear the official announcement as it was made on Friday night. Anyway, you'll hear that. I think that's on the Thursday little show. Then over the weekend, just listened to lots and lots of the little shows. Like I said, there were a couple of little hiccups, but y'all, we did the best we could. We made the best of it, and I just want to thank everybody that was involved over the weekend. The people in the chat room, y'all, I gotta tell you, we don't thank the listeners and the chat room nearly enough, as not nearly as much as we should, for being there and supporting the little shows, and for everybody for listening over the weekend and everything. But thank you so much for that, and I want to thank all the little shows and the hats and the suit and the hats. Fatty, no, I don't need to thank the hats, I need to thank... Poor McFatty. But anyway, y'all, it was just been a lovely weekend, and y'all, a couple of surprises that I certainly didn't expect. And y'all, you can listen. You can listen to the whole weekend. It'll be rebroadcast this coming week over there at pride48.com. So if you missed any of the little shows, and most of the little shows will release their recordings on their individual streams. But go over there to pride48.com and you can subscribe to get all the the little shows from the weekend over there. So anyway, but y'all did the butt first little show with Sam in the Hinterlands and Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, and Alex Lefevre and Old Crooked Hat on Sunday afternoon. And y'all, I'm recording this prior to doing the closing show. I will say I think it was a huge success all weekend long, and thank you for listening. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, I realized I didn't tell you I was on that Stick It With a Poke little show. That was their last show. They're on summer hiatus, and they'll be back when we go to New Orleans. And y'all, I had a can and a package in the Villa mailbox that y'all, I guess I'll have to open on the Friday little show. And y'all, went out and saw Granny and Durwood and our friend Nick out at the Dudley Do-Rights. Y'all, I had a couple of cocktails with them, and y'all, it was just a lovely evening. It was just a lovely, lovely evening, I gotta say. But y'all, the big announcement. Oh, and wait a minute, one other thing. Y'all, since I'm repeating little shows on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, y'all, I won't be able to do a regular birthday little segment on Thursday for y'all. My Northeast straight baby, Bigfoot, is it your baby? No, it's I guess it's my grandbaby. Y'all, it's little Logan of my number one Northeast straight daddy and mama. They had him a year ago this Thursday, and an early birthday wish for him. Yes, McFetty. Anyway, y'all, the big announcement that I made Thursday night, like I say, you'll hear it, I made on Friday night, you'll hear it Thursday of this week. Y'all, and nobody knew about this except Big Fatty. Y'all, I decided, there was a petition to get Big Fatty to continue the little show. My Northeast Straight Daddy did that, and not a whole lot of people signed up for it, but that's okay. And y'all, that Gus Chand, he has started calling. Y'all, I think I've got 23 calls from him. That Big Fatty, we can't wait to hear those. Y'all, I just decided that to support Pride 48, I made a challenge. And y'all, I don't know that the challenge will be met or not, but y'all, if at least $1 for every BFO show by the 30th of July is raised for Pride 48, so that'll be at least $3,001, then Big Fatty will continue the little show. A few little changes here and there. But y'all, that's the challenge. You can make your donation over there at pride48.com. Click on the little purple button, and it all counts since January 1 of this year. And, dear Gussie, and y'all, I don't have a tally as to where we are, but y'all, we're not at the goal, I don't think, unless that happened after I recorded this. But it all goes to Pride 48. Big Fatty doesn't benefit at all. And remember, if for every $5 you give to Pride 48, you get an entry into the prize raffles down there in Nolan. So you've got a chance to win a prize. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotzel. And Dr. Stone, I know you were listening when Big Fatty made the big announcement. Do you have any comments about the big announcement?
He made us a promise that he was going to go away at 3,000, and we better hold him to that.
Oh, Big Fatty! any Dr. Stone wants to contribute to the Go Away at 3000 fund.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.